Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Shoftim. Just want to mention this week, we're making a Kiddush for Hananya to leave his Bar Mitzvah, our son's Bar Mitzvah, which will take place after the 8 o'clock minyan Shabbos morning in the Gra at our home, Nachal Ramot 5. So in our building after davening. Also this coming week, Mir Tashem, we are going to be Zorcha to marry off our daughter, Alta Bracha, and if it works for you, there's a chasna taking place in Kinar David and Beit Shemesh Wednesday night, and Simchas Chasam Akala is at 9:30. Chuppa is called for 5:30. So, if it works, love to use the Mishtatav in the Simcha. And now this year, in the Haftarah, the Navi who is comforting Klal Yisrael says, "V'chein shimi nazois aniya, because you have suffered, you have paid for your sins. Listen up, you poor Jewish people. Ushchuras v'loy miyayin, you who is drunk but not from wine, you who are not drunk from wine but drunk from tzaras. You're intoxicated. You can't think straight. You're in a stupor. You who without wine." Just life has made you act drunk. Koya Amar so speaks and says to you, Adonaiich Hashem, your master Hashem, Relikaiich, and your God, Yeriv Amoy, who's fighting on behalf of his nation. Hine lakachti miyodich es koyisat ta'ela. I will take away that cup of poison, of klala, referring to the mashal of the cup which made us drunk. Eskuba'as kais chamasi, that a heavy, heavy cup of anger which made us drunk. You won't have to drink that anymore. Instead, Nabi goes on and says, it will be given over to those that were bothering you. They will have the problems instead. So this is a pasuk in Haftarah. Now, the Gemara learns the halacha from this pasuk. A Gemara in the Bavli, and a Gemara in the Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi learns the halacha from here. So Yerushalmi is in Brachas Perakei Halacha Aleph. Yerushalmi says, Habo min haderech, asur loy lehispalo. Someone who returns from a trip does not daven. You came back from a tiyul, came off an airplane, you had a big drive, you come back home, you do not daven. Matam, l'chsiv, l'chein shimin azayis aniya, shechur asur loy miyoyim. We need to say that Klal Yisrael, who were metultal and gullus, that went from place to place in gullus, they are like that person, they're like the person who is drunk, that's what the Torah says. When you are schlepping from place to place, you're like a drunkard. And a drunkard doesn't daven. So too, someone who is Baba Derech is potter from davening. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins potter from davening. The Shabur says, when the paiskim, the last 200 years, it changed the psak. They said, listen, how much kavana do we ever have anyways? This won't be a hetzer for us. As if you usually have kavana. So nowadays, even so, was Baba Derech davens. But the real halacha, till recently, was Baba Derech is potter from davening. Now, the Gemara in Erevin, the Bavli, says something very similar. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshet Bishum Rav Lozer Ben Azariah. Rav Sheshet says the name of Rav Lozer Ben Azariah. Yochel Ani Lifters Kol Ha'el Mekulim Min Adin V'yoyim Shechar Beis Mikas Harachshav. From the time of the Chorban until today, I have an excuse for everybody. For Rabbi Yitzchak Hashem. The lack of Yitzchak Hashem, I can excuse them all in front of Hashem, says Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah. Shenemar, L'chein, Shimi Nazois, Aniya, U'shechur Esolei Miyoyim. So Pshat is, what's he saying? Saying the same idea. We've been in Golus. We've been in a constant state of Shechrus. We have a problem concentrating. And therefore, says Rashi on that Gemara, in Erevin, therefore, we're putter if we daven without kavana. Rav Lozer Ben Azariah has an excuse for us from the time of the Chorban until today if we daven without kavana, because the matzah of the Beis HaMikdash, since then, we've been in a constant golus, and golus causes that one should daven without kavana. Now, we learn this Yerushalmi that's speaking about Baba Derech, or B'chlal and Klal Yisrael from the time of the Chorban until today, it just generally is hard to concentrate. We can have an understanding in what happened at the end of this week's parasha, with Egla Arufa. So at the end of the Egla Arufa, Torah says that the Ziknei Am, they say, Yodeinu Leishafchu Saddam Hazeh, after they perform the ritual on the Egla Arufa, they say, our hands did not spill this dead person that was found's blood. And Rashi brings Chazal, Chi Osa Alev Shazikni Beis Din Shayfchim Damamha, did we ever think that they were the murderers? Ella, says Rashi, what was the Havim? Maybe we didn't take care of the guy as he was leaving the city. We didn't take care of this guy. So that led that eventually he was killed. So it would be our fault. We say, no, it wasn't our fault. We took care of him. We not only did we do a Gerach Chasas Archim, we give him food and drink, we also accompanied him on the way. Everybody remembers Nicole Leo brought famous Maisa from the great-great-grandfather, my friend Rishon Duker, the Sefer Kaleo, who says there was someone in Vilna who was a tremendous Machas Eirich. He would give a lot of people, any money, who needed a meal, who needed a drink, would come to his house. And one day, that guy's house burned down. People were surprised. What was the pshat? Why did Hashem allow such a house of Chesed to get burned down? And the Vilna Gaon said, because Eshel, Vayita, Eshel, Bever Shavah, by Avraham Avinu, stands for Achila Shtia and Leviah. Not Lina, not sleeping overnight, it's just such a nusach, but Leviah, to accompany. Says this person gave food, gave drink, he didn't accompany. So the Eshel was without the Lamed, ended up being Esh, Rachman al-Islam. So the Ziknei Beistin are saying, what we did was we were not responsible for this person's death, because as far as we know, we made sure to accompany him. Why is it so important, to accompany him? Because when you accompany him, they'll give him a chizik. He wouldn't be in the state of shichur shulei miyayin. He wouldn't be in a state of a lack of awareness where it'd be easy for someone to just go along and kill him. It wouldn't be easy for someone to say, I'll just go and take care of this guy. If you give him a chizik and you walk him out. But if chas v'shalom, you don't walk the person down, he feels bad as he's leaving, he feels uncared for, and then on the trip, we know, like we said, on the trip, puts a person into a situation of disorientation, so much he's parted from kavana and tefillah, so that kind of person could easily be killed. And therefore, this game said, we took responsibility, we made sure this guy wasn't chas v'shalom, without chizik, so whatever happened wasn't our fault. But otherwise, if they wouldn't have fed him, it would have been their fault. There's another explanation why they say Yadin Lashafka Saddam Hazeh on the flip side. I'll explain you in a moment. In the Sefer from Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, the Rishiva of Ari Yisrael from Petach Tikva, the famous Divrei Yaakov. So Divrei Musar, from Rabbi Yaakov Naiman. He explains that there's a concept, a yeshivish concept, like a litvish yeshivish, which Rabbi Yisrael Salanter stated once, that as long as we are strengthening ourselves in the Beis HaMusar and Kavna, if we're learning, we're on par, and our midos, we're working on ourselves, becoming better Yidden in Kavna, we save the professor in Berlin from eating chaza. We save him from going off the derech. We save him from becoming an apikairis. But if we are lax in our avodas Hashem, in Kavna, which is where Yisrael Salanter had his base on Musar, and Chas Hashem, the professor in Berlin, who is shaking his belief, will overstep and go off the derech. I heard from Rabbi Elazar Levy, and Tel Zachar Levracha spoke about this once, and he said that in Tel Zachar used to say that if we're not makbar on Chol Yisrael on butter, everybody knows butter can't be a problem with non-kosher milk, because only kosher milk could be turned into butter. But if we're not makban on Chol Yisrael butter in Telz and Litta, then a non-religious Jew in Paris will start eating chazer. Otherwise, it will keep him. The pshat is, everybody affects those that are around him. And everyone affects those that are a little bit of a lower level than them. So the high-level Jews, the Bnei Taira, if they're makban everything the way they're supposed to, it will affect those that are connected to the Bnei Taira. And those that are connected to Beit Torah will still retain a high level, will affect those that are a little bit lower on the Ruchni's level, rather than them. And so on and so forth. Even the lowest Yid who's just barely hanging on will have chizik to stay from. But if Chas V'Shalom, the top guys start slipping, and they're not as machmer, they're not as mahadran as they should be, where it affects everybody in a domino rally effect, Chas Hashem, the lowest student can go off the derech. I was zeichet to hear once, more than once, I think I heard this more than once, in Panovich, Radov Pravarsky, in the Pesicha Shir said, that a bracha in yeshiva has a bittel Torah in Beis Medrash. It affects those all around them in Beis Medrash. And it's a ripple effect. And he said the bracha could leave yeshiva eventually, come back 10 years later. There's still a bit of a riffing going around the yeshiva, because 10 years ago when he was in yeshiva, he had a bad seder. And meet the Torah in Meruba, a bracha has a chizik during seder. It affects those around him. 10 years later, he comes back. There's still that chizik continuing. Someone else came on time to say to learn start because of someone else, because of what he once did in the Beis Medrash. What are we speaking about today? What's today's shir about? Today's shir is about feeling a chrayis, responsibility for other yidden. Not just kol yisrael areim zeh lazeh, but feeling a responsibility. I'm where I am on the ladder of Yiddishkeit, Baruch Hashem, we're connected to the Bnei Torah, but I have to be careful always to think about others, and not chas v'shalom because of me, someone should go along and be slipping. So Yaakov Naiman says, if we see today that people, Nebuch, non-religious Jews are going so off and they're so anti-Torah, we shouldn't blame them. That's not the point. We have to look at ourselves and realize that if it would be more chashiv to us, then they wouldn't be the way they are. If they want to be choker and misharish after Torah, if they want to go against the Adam L'chaveray, if they are allowing Gneva, Gzela, Ritzicha, and everything to go on, we shouldn't think we're guilty. Us, Charedim, he says, if we would have more Avos Hashem, more Yiras Hashem, we wouldn't be able to come to this. And he brings a Gra. The Gra says, in Mishlei, on the Pasuk, Rav Am Hadras Melech, so the Goyin writes, the Gemara says, we mentioned this just the other week in Naftarishir, Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes based on Knesset, and he sees there isn't a minion, Miad Kayas. Says the Goyin, who is he Kayas on? Not just those that aren't there, he's Kayas on those that are there. Why? Why is it their fault? They're there, they should be blessed. Because these are obviously very chashuv people who came to Shul, says the Goyin. And these chashuv people should have been a little more chashuv and affected everybody to be there for a minion. If you're the type of person that comes to Shul, says the Gra, you're the type of person that should also be inspiring other people to come to Shul. You should be extra stark about coming. Extra stark, other people would be there, be a minion. Hashem says, you're almost at it. Why couldn't you be a little better? Why couldn't you affect other people? Why couldn't you have the achrayis affecting others? And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu's achrayis, even on those that are there. So getting back to the Egra Arufa, says Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, if the Ziknei Beis Din, Chas V'Shalom, are lax, in the Me'orim L'Chaveira, they don't walk the guy to the edge of the city, they're not Mekayim the Halacha, being Malavis, someone who was a guest, if they didn't do that, then they for sure affected those underneath them, who affected those underneath them, and eventually, there was some lowlife who killed this guy as he was leaving the city. But the murderer, the Jewish murderer who killed this guest, never would have fallen so low, never would have stooped to the point of killing if the Ziknei Beis Din would have acted the way they're supposed to. Means there's an achrayis of the Ziknei Beis Din, and their ben ozum achaveiroi, their interpersonal relationships will affect even the lowest kid if he's a ritzach or not. So one time we spoke before, Kasef HaShechur Shalei B'Yayin, that their achrayis helps this guy that he wouldn't have been killed. He would have felt a competent, strengthened, and cared about. As he was leaving, he would have had more strength. He wouldn't have been some intoxicated guy who's easy to kill. But they, not only that, they also caused the Ritzeach, Chas V'Shalom, to kill in the way that they acted. Come on, son. We find this concept. So a little bit more, I will show where we find this. A story. I'm going to share with you a lot of today's share from the Sefer Chaim Sheish Bam. Chavetz Chaim, when he was older, he had a young daughter, and one day the Chavetz Chaim asked his 10-year-old daughter, he needs help checking over his farm. In order to Chavetz Chaim, every volume of Mishnah Berurah that came out, he was concerned about printing mistakes, then it was it was printed, the press would push down the letters on the words. Sometimes there could be a mistake. So he checked through every page of the Shavura. He would write in it the word Muga. Checked. I checked it. And he did this in every sefer, every volume of the Shavura that he sold. I actually have a whole set at home. It says in it, in every volume, it says in the back the word Muga. I think it might be from the Chabad Chaim, I was told. There's a way to check the handwriting. Sometimes his family helped him, like you'll see in the story in a moment. So the Chabad Chaim one day told his 10-year-old daughter, he needs help checking Mishaburas, he wants her to go help her check. She wanted to play. She told her father, okay, when I come back from playing, I'll check 10 sets. She didn't realize how many volumes are in every set of Mishabura. When she came back, Chabad Chaim had on a table waiting for her 10 times 6, the 6 volumes in every set of Mishabura, 60 volumes waiting for her to check. Go through page by page. She looked at her father, Tata, it's a little bit much for a 10-year-old. And he said, you have to know, a word is a word. You gave your word, you have a chrayas, you go along and keep your chrayas. That's the importance. If you said something, you have to keep it. Don't just give your words, Tom. Brings another amazing story, which is printed in the Akdama of Das Torah for the Marsham. There was a pirates back in Poland. Yeah, those landowners, scary landowners who used to rent out the kretschma or whatever to the local yid. So this pirates went to a Jew and he wanted to borrow money from a Jew. The Jew was very secure to lend, we'll call him Reuben, was very secure to lend money to the pirates, because if the pirate doesn't pay him back, he's not going to take the pirates to court. The pirates will kill him if he takes him to court. So he didn't know what to do. He was very nervous. And he didn't know what to do about this. So he went to a second yid and he asked if he's willing to be an arev. So this other guy said, okay, you're willing to be an arev, you're willing to be guarantor and loan, I'm willing to sign. So he signed, lent the money, came payday, the pirates didn't pay him back. So the one who lent the money went to the arev and said, listen, he didn't pay me back, you agreed to be arev, give me the money. So the arev said, listen, I'm not an Arev Kavan, I'm just an Arev. An Arev Kavan, you come straight to me. A regular Arev, you have to first take him to Basin, take him to court. If he doesn't pay you, then you come to me. The guy said, I'm not taking him to court. It's scary to take the parts to court. I meant for you to be an Arev Kavan. He said, well, I never agreed to be an Arev Kavan. I didn't write Arev Kavan on the star. So they went to the Masham. Masham said, this is a Mahashah Imsachim. So the Mara tells the Imsachim that when Klai Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, so they said, hey, how do we know the mitzvah aren't still alive? So Hashem told the Yam, go spit out the mitzvah. The Yam said, so the Gemara M'sachim Daf Kuf Vav, Daf Kuf Yuches, the Yam said, Hashem, I'll spit out the mitzvah, but my fish wanted to eat, the fish here in the Yam wanted to eat up the mitzvah. Hashem says, I'll give you back the mitzvah afterwards, and the fish you eat them up then. So Hashem, we want a guarantor. And, you know, I'm not going to come to you afterwards. I'm not going to come to you, Hashem, afterwards and complain if you don't give it back. So please, give me a guarantor. So Hashem said, Nachal Kishon will be a guarantor. So the Yam agreed, spit out the mitzvim, like it says in the passage, V'yah Yisrael es Mitzrayim, Meisal Svasa Yom. Now the Gemara says that by Paro, he just says there were 600 Rechav Bachor in the Yam. By Nachal Kishon, the story with Sisra and Dvaira, says there were 900 who drowned in Nachal Kishon. Well, Hashem told Nachal Kishon, time to pay up your arvus. And it swept away 900 Knanim in the time of Devarah. Pekhtim Mashah, what's the title over here? Why can't Nachal Kishon say that I'm just an arv, I'm not an arv kabbalim, first go be Tavei Hashem? Ah, the answer says to Mashah. Because we said earlier, it's not Derech Eretz to be Tavei Hashem. You automatically turn into an Arev Kavon. So it's over here, it says in Masham, since Lahavdil, you're not Tavei the pirates, automatically you turn into an Arev Kavon. You give a word, you have responsibility, you have an Achrayas to go along and keep your word no matter what. I'll finish with one more thing he brings, that of Zaychik in the Sefer called Tzifayach, says, Yushalmi says, Gehazi was a big Talmud Chacham, the famous Talmud of Elisha, was a big Talmud Chacham. But originally says the Yerushalmi, Yechezi used to sit by the door of the Beis Medrash of Elisha when Elisha would give shir, and he wouldn't go in. And everyone said, if Gehazi's not going in, we're not going to go in either. After Gehazi was chased away by Elisha and cursed by him to have Taras, then the Beis Medrash Yerushalmi Darshan filled up so much, they had to build a new Beis Medrash. That means that Gehazi, his behavior, by not going to the shir, caused other people not to learn Torah. Maral says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, I wish I could be from those that help people sit down in Beis Medrash and not help those that people get up. Says the Maral, if you're the guy that gets up from the Beis Medrash first, if you're the person after davening that's leaving Minyan a little bit early, what do you think you're doing when you leave Shachris a little bit early? Even if you have a good excuse, what do you think is happening? You have a good excuse, fine, I understand. But what do you think is happening? You're causing others to get up and leave. You're causing others to get nervous. I read in a book some mashal in this worldly book. I read a mashal. People at a ball game. They're all watching the playing of the ball down on the field, and some guy near the bottom can't see so well. So he gets up. Now that he stood up, he's walking the person behind him. So everybody ends up getting up, and nobody gained anything. Everyone's back the way he started. Maybe the guy in the front. The point is, a person with feeling achrayus, feel responsibility for what he does, what are the results of my actions, then we think a lot more, realize that having achrayus to go help people come to Beis Medrash, my job as a Yid is not to be alone. My job is to think of others. I always think, I teach on cheder, I tell boys, what's the difference between being bar mitzvah and not bar mitzvah? So I think, someone's not bar mitzvah, someone's still a katan, hasaymech ha-shochan aviv, so he looks at himself as if he's in the center, and that the whole world is there to serve him. So he's mashman tenchuma. When someone becomes a gadol, he realizes the Rabbi Yisrael is in the center, and I'm there to help others. There's other yidden, I'm there to go around and help others. So I wish that we should all become bar mitzvah ready, think about others. We should feel an achrayus, realize that chas v'shalom, we do something, it could affect, they see, they don't see, there's a ladder, and Baruch Hashem b'nei Torah are near the top of the ladder, but if we chas v'shalom are a little lax, misbehaving, it could affect Yidden, and who knows what way chas v'shalom, and who knows at the bottom what could end up doing. Everyone should have a gebal v'geshavis, and simchas, mazal tov, and be well.